Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know around here we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to school to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within on what the future of AI should be. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman. From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing, the chaos that followed, and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world. Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts, with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes every Sunday wherever you get your podcasts.
Born ready, yo.
You know it.
Oops, wait. Except I just did something. Wait, what am I doing?
Oh, I thought you were born ready.
Sorry.
It's your turn.
Welcome back to Make Me Smart, everybody, the daily version of our podcast where Molly and I try our best to make today make sense.
It is Thursday. We answered some questions yesterday. Hopefully they were helpful. And today we're going for daily news fix. We'll send you off with a Make Me Smile segment. And by God, tomorrow will be Friday. Even if you've lost track of time, I'm still here to tell you, tomorrow will be Friday.
Tomorrow, I promise you, will be Friday. You want to go first? You got like four links in this rundown here, yo.
They're all the same topic. They're all...
Yeah, I know. You say that, but...
I just like a lot of... I literally have to put a note in there, I feel like, that says they are all the same topic. So...
Yes.
For, because Kai hates it when I muck up the rundown with a bunch of stuff.
No. That's not true.
Is it though?
All right, it's a little bit true.
For these many weeks, I have been the annoying person on Twitter who's like, testing is the only story. Testing is the story. We have to have testing. We have to. Mm-hmm. Testing is definitely the story. That's what has to happen. And so, interestingly, because testing has not been happening, and actually, I said this in the tech show, but Politico reported that this past week, the number of coronavirus tests that were analyzed each day by commercial labs here in the United States actually fell by more than 30%
right?
over the last week. Fell.
What the actual bleepity bleep bleep.
Yeah.
Bleep.
I know. I heard you just rolling with it. Like, yeah, totally. They're up. Yay. No.
Wow.
They're not.
That's
up.
Bananas.
So there's this whole, like, so there's the existing backlog, and then there's even more, and then there's, like, we can't get the swabs from China, and it goes on and on and on. Well, so this week... I believe it was, in fact, yesterday, Wednesday, President Trump held his first call with various companies that he had, unbeknownst to some of them, appointed to be on his great reopening.
How much do you love that?
Just make a list and then call them up. Yeah. The Great American Economic Revival Industry Groups. In that first call, it sounds like, to a person, according to the Wall Street Journal, all of these executives said, hey, buddy, listen, if we're... Well, first they said, you're doing a great job because you have to. Yeah, second, they said, if we are going to open anything and expect people to go to that thing, we have to have testing. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
It is the only thing that will allow us to safely and effectively open up parts of this economy without having to shut them back down all over again. And then today, Thursday, news breaks that the White House is apparently exploring ways of drastically increasing coronavirus testing in the United States. Because,
and you know why, right? Yes.
Only story. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because, right? Well, you tell me. I assume it is related to this economic message.
It is the fact that the president of the United States is insisting on reopening, like that's in his power, this economy on the 1st of May, right? And his advisors have finally convinced him that he has to test to be able to make that even remotely possible, which it won't be anyway yet, but that's beside the point. Yeah, I think that's what's going on, right?
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely do. And it is frustrating that the science and public health part of that argument was not enough. But if it takes the business argument, if it takes like 30 CEOs or however many of they managed to get to pick up the phone after telling them they were on the council saying, yeah, there's exactly one thing we are going to need and that thing is testing, right. Then let it get done. That would be great.
Right.
It's pretty much the only story.
No, you're absolutely right. And you have been from the jump on this one. The ancillary to this, obviously, with the White House coming out with its plan, is this idea of all these states coming together in various regional compacts to say officially, we are working together. We're going to do this in healthcare policy terms and in science terms. And that's what's going to convince us to reopen whatever chunks of our economy we can. And I think that's completely interesting. You know?
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Okay. That's it for you, even though it was 14
that's
links.
It.
You just got that,
see?
That one thing. Okay, good.
I just
all right. It was
like
all the same
synthesize.
Story. That's right. Vindication, yes. Okay. So mine is this, and it comes with a topper of two news items. Number one, of course, this being Thursday, we got weekly claims. Another 5.2 million people have lost their jobs in this economy. It's now 22 million in a month. The actual unemployment rate at this instant is somewhere between 13% and 15%. Okay, so that's item number one. Item number two is that the Small Business Administration loan program has reached capacity. That $350 billion has been spoken for. It is either out the door or earmarked, and so there ain't no more. And here comes the kicker. The fund is empty. The House is out of town till Friday, and the Senate has adjourned here until Monday. So as the economy craters in real time, the Congress of the United States is not doing anything. And I think, and I tried to get at this at Marketplace today, but we couldn't find the right person to talk to. I think it is not outside the realm of possibility that this crisis gets so bad, so fast, that it exceeds the ability of the government of the United States to fix it. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think. So there you
go. It's interesting. I feel like I'm sitting here trying to find a word other than ability. Because some, you know, because members of Congress, including the House Majority Leader, have essentially said, we're not going to try to figure out a way to come back remotely or come back sooner. They stayed on recess. Like, I just feel like I don't understand where they are. I don't understand where Congress is.
Yeah. So on the whole, you know, figuring out how to work remotely or whatever, there's like constitutional issues there and precedents and all that jazz. So I'll give them a break on that one. But there is a way that they could be working at this and not leave small businesses in this economy who in $350 billion disappeared in 12 days. That's bananas, man. And the demand is so many multiples of that. Yep. And Congress is like, yeah, we're adjourned until Monday.
We got to.
I
mean, I agree. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is like we have managed to create the worst of both worlds here in America as this plays out. Mm-hmm.
All right,
someone tweeted
down,
us actually
Molly,
and said,
"Good grief!"
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry.
Someone tweeted me and said, "I just got word from our bank." Tweeted both of us and Mark Cuban, apparently, because that is who you now appeal to in your times of trouble. You, me, and Mark Cuban. Who can help first?
Right.
Tweeted and said, "Just got word from our bank that so sorry, 10 days was not enough time to get our application in to the SBA before they ran out of that money. 10 days after we had to refile 4 times."
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a freaking go rope, you know?
Yeah. True. I'm sorry. You really don't get weekends. You really don't get to take weekends right now. Congress.
No, no, you actually don't. You actually don't.
You just don't.
And yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody else, though, God, take a weekend. Take a couple of days off because the grind is real. You need to be nice to yourself. That's all I'm saying.
You really do. You really do. I've had this weird flip-flop in life. I was just saying to somebody that, you know, like Monday used to be the bummer day. Now Monday is like my great day because I'm just like, yeah, I didn't look at the news all weekend. I feel super. And then by Thursday, I'm just a hollowed out shell of a human because I've just been like reading the news and just trying not to cry all the time.
I will tell you, those beers on Friday afternoon, that gasp of, oh my God, this tastes good, that you hear me say, that's real, man. That is genuine. The other thing that's happening for me, though, and you've been working from home for a long time, so I don't know whether you're feeling this just in the press of events right now, but I feel every day, like when I wake up, and I get up like stupid early, I feel like I'm already behind, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already behind, that there's just stuff going on that I need to deal with, or it's going to take longer to do it anyway, so I need to do things faster. It's just, it's the weirdest thing, and probably not at all healthy, but also probably more related to me as a person than anything this virus is doing. Anywho.
But not entirely, because if you think about it, everyone is now doing all three of their, I mean, not everyone. People who are working from home and people who have kids are essentially doing all three of their life jobs at the same time. They're doing work, they're doing schooling and parenting, and just trying to keep the damn house together. Like literally somebody was like, what does your day look like today? And I was like, by the grace of God, the toilet's going to get cleaned. That's the hope. That is the hope.
All right.
And so, even though I've been working at home for a long time, like at least I could either get the toilet clean because I wasn't also being a teacher, or I could pay somebody to come and clean it, which I can't do now either. So I'm not complaining about that, to be clear. I'm still paying them.
Understood.
And I will clean my own toilet. But we should acknowledge that we are behind all the time. We totally are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pick me up time. Time for a pick me up.
Yes, please.
Help.
Please. There's a piece of music. There we go.
There we go.
Okay.
I feel better already. Mine is a little wonky, but on the Tuesday, the big show, I was like, oh my God, I have this idea, which is that it would be so cool if engineers at tech companies could like help the government get like update their websites, or you know, companies should give them 20% time to sort of like make government better. And then my good friend Sarah texted me and she was like, dude, that totally exists. And I know the guy who started it. It's called Code for America. And it literally is people who got together and just tried to figure out how to improve upon government services and also make government services better.
Well,
and so it's
cool.
This whole website, codeforamerica.org, and they have like, they've built tools to help, for example, get cash faster from the
key,
government,
right?
And elsewhere. Yep, exactly. And then they're sort of like, they're trying to just deliver basic services, like connect, I don't know, school districts with students who need food, and all just literally build a layer of good technology over government services to make it more accessible to people. It's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
CodeForAmerica.org.
Cool. There you go.
Yep.
Check it out. Good deal.
So yay. Thanks,
mine,
Sarah.
Mine has, yes, very cool. Mine has nothing to do with tech, everything to do with an old English guy. A 99-year-old veteran of World War II, his name is Tom Moore, he's over in the UK, just had some kind of surgery, either hip replacement or knee or something, and as part of his physical therapy, I'm going to say this again, he's 99 years old, part of his physical therapy, he has been walking back and forth in his garden. And his daughter apparently gave him the idea of, if you're going to do this, why not do it as a fundraiser and see how much money people will give you if you complete 100 lengths of your garden before your 100th birthday. And so Tom Moore, there are pictures online. Just Google Tom Moore and you know, Britain or whatever. There are pictures of this guy with his walker. He's going to be 100 years old soon. And he today finished the last 10. And he raised $15 million for the National Health Service over in the UK. And I just think that is just so cool. Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool.
That is
incredible.
They set
up like the British equivalent of GoFundMe and all this. Yeah. How about that?
I love that. Yep. I love everything about this man, and then I love everything about people just getting in on it and giving money. Like, people really do. Yeah. The pro-social part of humanity has not let us down. Like, it has not ebbed. People are still being actually pretty great when given the opportunity.
Yes.
Well, you know, that really
it's
did.
It's
that
the
worked.
Worst of times, bringing out the best in people. Yeah. So there you go.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
It made me smile. Good place to stop.
There you go. Made you smile. Job done. As are we. So let's see. A couple of quick things. Number one, we're back tomorrow with beer. Oh, I was thinking about this, by the way. I know I suggested beer. I suggested beer because I'm a beer person. And I don't think I really understand the depths of your I'm not a beer person-ness. So I think you should feel free, if you didn't already, to bring another form of libation.
Well, that's so funny because I totally decided, I was like, wait, I'm not
there you
beer
go.
Tomorrow.
All right.
I'm not that
there
into beer.
Go. That's good. No,
but
I want
did
you to
get
be
a bunch
into
more
it.
Beer delivered to... from Costco.
Good. All right. Good.
Just in case.
Good.
But yes, that's so funny that you say that because, in fact,
yes.
I have a whole plan. I have a whole plan.
I was feeling
and
a little bit.
Really,
yeah.
All due respect to you beer people, it's just not my thing. Love you.
Fair enough.
Love you and your tastes and you do you.
Send your emails of protest.
So excited.
To make me smart at marketplace.org. Put beer in the subject line, or better yet, put questions there and we'll get to them on Wednesdays.
Yeah. Rosé? I don't know. I'm just saying. And also, of
course,
questions
Red,
in
White
the subject line.
Or whatever the hell that was?
I do. And then it just became rosé and then it just swept the world.
Right? Yep. Yes. All right.
I think actually, fun
There's
fact,
the music. You know what that means. What?
White Zinfandel is the first wine I ever tried. I was like 21 out with my colleague at the Associated Press. And I was like, oh, this is all I'd had was beer up until then. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. I was changed forever. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Our senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Heathcote produces video with the help of our intern, Ethan Peretz, who has also been helping us comb through the mountain of email that you are sending us. Thank you. Keep it coming. And thanks to writer-producer Erica Phillips.
Speaking of video, we're doing that tomorrow with beer for me and whatever Molly's going to have. Today's program was engineered by Ben Tolliday. The theme music was composed by Ben and Daniel Ramirez. The executive director of On Demand is Sitar Nieves. Senior Vice President and General Manager, for now anyway, is Deborah Clark.
Oh!
That's a test. I'm just seeing if she listens.
Goodness!
I'm just seeing if she listens. It's a test. Mm-hmm. It's a test.
Okay.
I got 10 bucks, as we don't hear bupkis about that.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.